A lot of us, we say, okay, I need 100 customers. I need 100 downloads on my podcast. I need. And the energy of need is so low on the vibrational frequency scale, because when you use the word need, it's actually putting you into a position of shame, because you're saying you're in lack. Hello, and welcome to the Mommy Millionaire Show. This is your host, Kayla Kraft. I am a mom of three, multimillionaire, master life coach, and money mindset queen. I am so happy and thankful that you're here. I am actually on a mission to help 1 million women make $1 million or more a year. That could be you. Every week, I'm bringing you inspiring stories to help you feel empowered, to broaden your horizons, to gain clarity and strategy on living your best life. Over at Mommy Millionaire, we pursue our lives with purpose and love, and the riches always follow. I believe you are your biggest asset, so let's build you up today. Let's get into it. Hello, my beautiful friends. Okay, we have been having a lot of exciting things happening at Kraft Consulting headquarters in Newport Beach, California. And when I say we, it's really just me and all the different versions of Kayla Kraft that there are. I don't know if any of you guys find yourself doing that too, saying we when you really mean I, but here we are. And I want to share with you the most powerful tool that I have been using to manifest so many amazing opportunities, so much great abundance and prosperity in my life. And it is this. It is the tool of falling in love with what you desire. And I know you're probably already thinking, Kayla, what the heck are you talking about? How is that a tool? Well, do you absolutely love what it is that you're selling? And do you absolutely love what you are manifesting in your life, what you want in your life? So there's two things here, okay? The first thing is that a lot of us sell something, whether it be a product or a service, because we know that is what we're supposed to do, right? Like, okay, it's been a couple of days. I got to sell this thing. I got to pay the bills. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to be taking action. And, you know, we take the action required, and then, you know, maybe a little bit of emotion follows the action, right? So sometimes we don't feel like we want to do anything, and we take the action, and then we feel better afterwards. So it's kind of like, yay, okay, we're happy that we took the action. But what would it feel like, and how much more powerful would the results be if you absolutely loved the action you were taking, because it came from inspiration and you loved what it was that you were selling? You loved how you were helping people with the service or product that you're providing the world. I could tell you it's much more powerful. The results come like really quickly. So within a matter of 3 days, I set a goal that I wanted to get two clients. I was like, okay, I really want to get two one-on-one clients, and I'm just going to set that goal. And I just was focused on falling in love with all of the reasons why I love one-on-one coaching. And I want you to take and do this process now. What is it that you want in your life? Okay. Whether it be like you want to sell 100 shampoos, or you want to get 100 new customers, whatever it is, whatever the crazy goal is, okay? It can't be too realistic. It needs to be something that, like, you know, you're knowing that you manifested this. So I set the goal for two new clients. And for me, you know, two new clients, it's $100,000 a year. That's if they pay in full. I get messages all the time for people that want to coach me, but most people go, oh, I can't afford that. So I said, I want this to happen by the end of this week, right? Because then I was going to like move on and sell other things and focus on other things in my business. So I really said, let's do this, you know? And I fell in love with it by journaling about it and getting into the feelings of what it feels like to know that I have these two new clients. And how does my body feel when I show up on coaching sessions with them? You know, how excited am I to manifest with them and create with them. And I was just getting all excited, okay, for like 2 days. I was just like so excited, so in love with this. And I also printed out pictures because there's this part of visualization, you know, that needs to happen. So I printed out pictures of my favorite clients that I've had and had them on my desk. And every time I saw them, it just reminded me how much I love one-on-one coaching. And it's kind of like when you decide you're going to go get a car, you know, and you pick out the perfect color and all the things about this car, and you don't buy it yet. But all of a sudden, you're seeing this car everywhere around town. Like before, you never noticed that so many people had the same color and car as you. But all of a sudden, because you fell in love with this and you set this goal to get this car, you're seeing it everywhere. And it's a really powerful reminder for your subconscious that you get in life what you see in life. You get in life what you believe is true and what is possible for your life. That is just straight up the truth. So step one is, in order to fall in love with whatever it is that you're desiring, whether it be more customers, more money, you know, more opportunity, whatever it is, fall in love with it. Think about all the reasons why this is going to be better for your life when you have it. Hey, love, we're going to take a quick break from the episode because I have a special invitation for you. We just rebranded the Millionaire S Society to become a coaching membership. And the first time I hired a business coach, everything changed for me in my life. I basically got a new marriage, even though I'm married to the same guy, new friendships, new city, new businesses, all because I had somebody, you know, looking at my life and helping me see my blind spots, helping me gain new perspective on my past and on my future. So coaching is a necessity for me. I always have a coach because I'm always wanting to get to where I want to go quicker than if I was going alone. I wanted to make coaching affordable for all people, even people that are like, I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know what I want to do. I just know I want to do something. And I wanted to give you the invitation to join this coaching membership. No matter where you are in your life right now, coaching will serve you. We focus on healing and moving forward at the same time. So helping you see your limiting beliefs, helping you break that glass ceiling that is above you, and helping you create a beautiful vision for your life, one that on your own, you wouldn't be able to do it. But together, we can help you get there. So I'm so excited for your life to completely transform inside of the Millionaire-S Society. So I want you to head over to mommymillionaire.co/coaching right now to join this beautiful membership. It is month to month. You know, the bad thing about when you're first starting out with investing in yourself, some coaches make you sign year-long contracts, and that can be really scary and intimidating if you've never invested in yourself. So I wanted to make the barrier of entry super low so you could really have, like, it's just a complete no-brainer and absolutely irresistible that you got to say yes now. There are limited spots available, so I want you to say yes to you, say yes to your transformation. You are worthy of coaching, you are worthy of support, and you deserve that next level of success for you. So I can't wait to see you inside the society. Let's get back to the episode. And the second part of falling in love with something is also really capturing the feeling. You know, think about any time you've ever fallen in love in your life. It's something you can't even control, right? It's something you can't even control. I remember when I fell in love with Chase. It was the worst time. I was getting ready to start nursing school. I had just broken up with a long-term boyfriend, and I wanted to be single. I honestly wanted to be single. I did not want to be like falling in love, but there was just this feeling that took over me, like just butterflies all the time. Anytime I saw him, I couldn't stop smiling. I was so happy when I was with him. I mean, I couldn't avoid falling in love with him. And it's about getting back into that feeling when you're selling your offer, when you're manifesting a new house, when you're manifesting a new relationship, you know, like it's getting into that feeling of like, oh my gosh, this is so exciting. You got to get that feeling in your body. Then you visualize it. Remember, you're visualizing it and seeing it everywhere, reminding your subconscious mind that if it's possible for somebody else, it's possible for you. If it's been possible for you in the past, it's possible for you again, and you will exceed your expectations. But here's the kicker, and here's what I really want you all to grasp is when I set my goal, I said, okay, I want 2 clients. Not only did I get 2 clients in 3 days, I got 5 clients in 3 days. This is crazy. Okay. And I made, wait, did I post about? Yes, I did 1 live video on social media. Okay. This is it. And all the rest of them came through from referrals. So it was total like just manifestation and energy work happening here, which I am so grateful for and so thankful for. Here's what happened is I said, 2 clients, this or something better, God. Like, I know you have a great plan for me. So I'm not going to try to act like, you know, I know best, but I would like 2 clients or something better. And that is what is powerful is you get to release the attachment to the goal, to the thing that you desire. Because it's when we hold on, it's like the energy of holding on for dear life. Like, I have to have this thing. We actually end up repelling that thing away. And I think back to that same story I told you about when I fell in love with Chase, right? I was like, I didn't even want it to happen. And I don't think he really wanted it to happen either because he was playing college football and he didn't have any money. And it wasn't the best time for either of us, but we both couldn't help falling in love with each other. And that's, I think, the energy that brought us even tighter together was that it was this or something better. Like, we weren't attached to it. We weren't like, oh, desperately, we have to have each other. It was kind of like, well, you know, we love each other and this is just what's happening and we're excited, but we weren't like needing it. And that's really powerful. A lot of us, we say, okay, I need 100 customers. I need 100 downloads on my podcast. I need. And the energy of need is so low on the vibrational frequency scale because when you use the word need, it's actually putting you into a position of shame because you're saying you're in lack. Does that make sense to you right now? I want you guys to understand this. When I say out loud, I need this, it's putting my body in fight or flight mode because I'm saying, I'm ashamed that I don't have this right now and I need it. And I'm actually ashamed that I don't already have it. And guess what? Shame is a 20 on the vibrational frequency scale. And guess what? 0 is death. 1,000 is love. Remember that. This is how far away we are from love when we say the word need. So we get into, hey, I would love to have 2 clients or something extremely better than that. I'm willing to take something better than that as well. So we're releasing that attachment. It doesn't have to happen exactly how I have it planned out in my mind. I'll take anything that is better than what I currently have right now. And then all of a sudden it's like, boom, you open yourself up. The floodgates roll in because you said, I don't really need it. I'll take it though. And that's how it works when you're falling in love. Think about it. The people that really needed you and like they smother you, the guys that did that, you're like, oh gosh, like you need to go on a vacation. Let me miss you a little bit. That's just human nature. That's the way that we work. That's the way that we're wired. And so that's the way that our goals are wired. Our goals are energetic. Everything in this world is energetic. So we're going to recap here. Falling in love with what it is that you desire. Believing that it is for you. And it's either that or something better, something that you can't even imagine. It's that much better and you're willing to take it. You have released attachment to it. You've fallen in love and you've really captured the feeling of what it's like. And then you go, hey, let me go out. Let me take inspired action, you know, from that place of just inspiration. It's this place of inspiration because I'm so in love with what it is that I'm selling, with what it is that I'm offering the world. And I take action all day long because I love what I do. I hope this helped you manifest. If you guys are following this quick tool, make sure to message me over on Instagram at Kayla Craft, CAYLA.CRAFT. I would love to hear what this brings about in your life. Thanks for listening in. Thank you for tuning in and listening all the way through on the Mommy Millionaire Show. Make sure to subscribe anywhere that you're listening to podcasts at. And if you happen to have iTunes, would you do me a favor and leave a review of the show? And of course, make it honest. I know you're going to give me a 5-star, right? That's the way that we get this message out to more and more people around the world. Remember, as you do that, whatever you wish to receive, you have to give it first. And so giving a review, you know something good is going to come your way today. Take the time and do that. Plus, I know you're the type of person who wants to really help people live their best life as well. So you could copy this link, share it out there with your friends, share it on social media. Remember, people need to be inspired more than ever right now. And I know you can help me on this mission. Thank you so much for being a part of the Mommy Millionaire podcast. Until next time, make sure to go after your dreams by being the person you were truly meant to be. Wealthy, happy, peaceful, and full of life. Love you.